ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्यः ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नित्यानन्द हम नमामि सर्वानन्द करम परम हरि नाम परम देवं भवतीता श्रोमणि। Sankarsana karanato yasai garbhodusai chapayobdusai seshashashasham shakalasa nityananda kiramam namastu. Jai jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Kripa Sindhu, jai jai Nityananda Agitara Bandhu. All glories to Shri Krishna Chaitanya, who is an ocean of mercy. All glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is the friend of those who are ignorant of the goal of life. Jai Advaita Chandra Rajivana Dana Pran, Jai Srinivasa Gadhari Ranidhan. All glories to He who is the life, wealth, and soul of Sri Advaita Chandra. All glories to He who is the shelter of Shivas and Gadadhar. Jai Jagannatha Sachi Putra Vishvambara, Jai Jai Bhakta Vrinda Priya Anuchara. All glories to Lord Vishvambhar, the son of Sachi and Jagannath. All glories to the devotees who are beloved associates of the Lord. Now I'll just read the text, and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura gives a lot of explanations. On the order of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Anantadev had already appeared in Radhadesh and was engaged in various pastimes. His father's name was Hadai Ojha and his mother was Padmavati. Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the village of Eka Chakra as the Lord of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Purport. The surname Ojha is a corruption of the name Upadhyaya, which is used by the Maitila Brahmanas. For descriptions of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, one may refer to Adikanda chapter 2, verse 39. For description of Eka Chakra, one may refer to Adikanda chapter 2, verse 38. Adikanda chapter 2, verse 38. The word Gaudeshwara refers to Nityananda Prabhu, who is the Lord and Master of the Gaudiyas. Sri Nityananda Prabhu destroys the living entities on arthas, or unwanted things, and awards to the Gaudiyas the supreme destination of service and the pure transcendental rasas of Vatsalya, Sakya, and Dasya. The word Yati refers to Moreshwar Yati, the village of Moreshwar, or Mayurishwara, was a famous trade center for silk, cocoons, and silk thread. In some persons' opinion, this place was famous for Shivalinga. Another reading for the word Yati is Tati, which is derived from the word Tata or Tataya, meaning there, and is commonly used in ancient Bengali prose. Text 6. From his childhood, Lord Nityananda was sober, intelligent, and the abode of all good qualities. His charming loveliness defeated that of millions of cupids. 7. The entire district of Radhadesh was filled with auspiciousness and devoid of famine and poverty from the time of his birth. 8. The day that Lord Gaurachandra appeared in Navadvip in Radhadesh, Lord Nityananda roared loudly. His roar spread throughout innumerable universes, and people of the entire world were practically rendered unconscious. Text 10. Some people said it was a thunderbolt, while others thought it was a great calamity. 11. Other people said, "We know the cause. It was the loud roaring of Nityananda Goswami, the Lord of the Gaudiyas." The word Gaudeshwar Goshani is explained as follows. Dharmadhar Swarup, Mahaprabhu's Dvitiya Swarup, or second form, along with his two friends Rupa and Sanatan, were the proprietors of service to Krishna in the conjugal ras. They are also Godeshwar, or Gaudiya Ishwara. That is why Sri Nityananda Prabhu has been properly addressed as Godeshwar Goswami. Text 12. In this way, people had different opinions about what had happened, but no one could recognize Lord Nityananda due to the influence of his illusory energy. Purport. The word Mayaya refers to the influence of the illusory external energy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is non-different from Sri Baladev, the source of all Vishnu expansions, which bewilders the marginal living entities. Those who, under the control of the covering and throne propensities of Lord Vishnu's illusory energy, cannot understand the truth regarding Sri Nityananda. Some illusion living entities say that Sri Nityananda Prabhu was a Maitila Brahman. Some say that he married into the house of Bengali Radha Brahmins, and others say that he was born in a low-class family. But such deceptive propositions created by Maya, the truths regarding Sri Nityananda, are not understood. Moreover, others who are controlled by material intelligence also say that the seminal descendants of Nityananda Prabhu's son, Virabhadra, are as powerful as Sri Nityananda, and therefore, on the basis of their seminal birth, they are on the same level as the Supreme Lord. If this were the fact, then why did this line come under the control of materialistic fruit of smartas who are engaged in enjoying the fruits of temporary activities? Yet others say that the three sons of Virabhadra, who were simply his disciples, because their sons were born in the villages of Barudigain and Batavyaligain, and therefore by worldly considerations they cannot be considered seminal sons of Virabhadra. Persons with material conceptions, being covered and thrown by the illusory external energy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, endeavor to establish a mundane relationship with him. Such people try to include and count Nityananda Prabhu among the conditioned living entities and thus invite severe offenses. This is Sri Nityananda Baladev's mysterious pastime of deceiving the demons. 13. Nityananda remained hidden as he enjoyed childhood pastimes with other children. 14. The pastimes that the Lord enjoyed with his childhood friends were all related to the activities of Lord Krishna. 15. He and his friends formed an assembly of demigods, and one of them, acting as Mother Earth, offered prayers to them. They then led Mother Earth to the river bank, and the children all began to offer prayers. The one of the boys, hidden from view, loudly declared, "I will soon take birth in Mathura, Gokula." One evening, the Lord and his friends enacted the marriage of Vasudev and Devaki. Then, late one night, while everyone slept, they made a prison and enacted the birth of Lord Krishna. 20. They created a Gokula, and Krishna was taken there and exchanged with Mahamaya, thereby tricking King Kamsa. 21. Another time, they dressed someone as Putana, and someone climbed on her chest to suck her breast. 22. One day, Nityananda Prabhu and his boyfriends made a shakata, or handcart, out of reeds, and then broke it. 23. Another day, the Lord and his friends stole from the houses of the neighboring cowherd men. 24. The boys never left Nityananda's association to go home, but continued sporting with him day and night. The children's parents did not complain. Rather, they would affectionately embrace Nityananda. They said, "We have never seen such transcendental sports. How does this child know so many of Krishna's pastimes?" 27. One day, the Lord made snakes out of leaves and then took his friends to the water. 28. One of them jumped into the water and remained there inert. Later, the Lord brought him back to consciousness. 29. Another day, the Lord and his friends went to Talavan, where they killed Denukasura and then ate fruits. 30. Nityananda and his childhood friends went into the fields and enjoyed various pastimes such as the killing of Bakasura, Agasura, and Vatsasura. He gives purports where he describes all the original pastimes and where they're found in the Bhagavatam. 31. In the afternoon, the Lord and his associates returned home blowing buffalo horns. 32. One day they enjoyed the pastimes of lifting Govardhan Hill, and another day they created a Vrindavan wherein they enjoyed various sports. 33. One day they enacted Krishna's pastime of stealing the gopis' clothes, and another day they enacted his meeting the wives of the brahmanas. 34. On one occasion, a boy dressed as Nard with a beard and gave Kamsa some confidential information. Okay. 31. Interesting how they made Narada have a beard. 35. Another day, one boy dressed as a Krura and took Krishna and Balaram to Kamsa's capital. 36. As Nityananda cried in the mood of the gopis, it appeared to his friends that a river was flowing from his eyes. 37. Due to the influence of Vishnu's illusory energy, no one could recognize Nityananda as he enjoyed pastimes with his friends. 38. The children arranged the city of Mathura and then wandered throughout its streets. Someone played the role of a gardener, and someone accepted a flower garland from him. Someone dressed as Kubja, and sandalwood pulp was accepted from her. A large bow was made, and they all shouted in joy when it was broken. 40. They enacted the pastime of giving the Kuvala elephant and the wrestlers Chanura and Mushtika. Thereafter, Kamsa was grabbed by the hair and thrown to the ground. 41. After killing Kamsa, the Lord danced with his friends in such a way that everyone watching began to laugh. 42. In this way, Nityananda and his friends imitated the pastimes of the various incarnations. One day, Nityananda dressed like Vamana and went to cheat Bali Maharaj out of his kingdom, which covered the three worlds. 44. Someone played the role of the aged Shukracharya, who forbade Bali from giving the three steps. After accepting the gift, the Lord placed his last step on the head of Bali. 45. One day, Nityananda enacted the pastime of building a bridge across the ocean with the boys playing the role of monkeys. 46. They cut castor oil plants and made a bridge across the water. Then all the boys exclaimed, "Jai Raghunath." 47. Nityananda accepted the role of Lakshman, who angrily went with a bow in his hand to chastise Sugriva. 48. "O king of monkeys, my lord is in distress. Come quickly or I'll kill you. How can you sit here enjoying with women while he is lamenting on Malyavan Mountain?" And he quotes where this is from, Ramayana. 50. Another day, Lord Nityananda spoke in anger to Parashuram, "O Brahman, I'm not at fault. Leave here at once." Purport. The incident concerning Sri Ramachandra's angry statements to Parashuram is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as follows. While returning from Sita's home after gaining her at the assembly of competitors by breaking Shiva's bow, Lord Ramachandra met Parashuram, who was agitated from hearing the tumultuous sound of the breaking of the bow. although Parashuram was very proud, having rid the earth of the royal order 21 times, his pride was vanquished by the Lord, who appeared to be a Kshatriya of the royal order. 51. Lord Nityananda was absorbed in the lute of Lakshman. The boys, however, could not understand this and thought it was just a game. 52. On another occasion, five boys took the role of monkeys, and the Lord took the role of Lakshman. 53. Who are you monkeys wandering in the forest? I am the servant of Ramachandra. Tell me who you are. 54. They replied, we are wandering out of fear of Ali. Please take us to Ramachandra. We wish to take the dust of his feet. The Lord embraced them and led them to Ramachandra, whereupon they all fell at his feet. One day the Lord enacted the pastime of killing Indrajit, the son of Ravan, and one day in the mood of Lakshman, he accepted defeat. 57. Someone in the role of Vibhishan was brought before Ramachandra, and Ram performed his Abhishek or coronation, installing him as the king of Lanka. One boy said, I am the mighty king, Ravana. Now I'm releasing the Shakti Shila weapon. Stop it if you can, Lakshman. Saying this, the boy threw a lotus flower at Nityananda, and in the mood of Lakshman, he fell to the ground. 60. After the Lord, in the mood of Lakshman, fell unconscious, all the boys tried in vain to revive him. When they found that no symptoms of life remained in the body of Nityananda, they all had their held their heads and began to cry. 62. The Lord's father and mother came running there and also observed that there was no sign of life in their son. A long time ago, about 1989, I went to Eka Chakra, and at that time no devotees had been there, at least only a few devotees had been there, but there was no ISKCON presence there, and I mean it still takes a long time to get there, 4, 5, 6 hours, bad roads, and it's an interesting village. It's very long. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitam, it's described that it's a series of villages, and there's sort of the main road. I mean, the main road was, you know, still a dirt road, and a bus came through here twice a day. Once in this direction and once in that direction. That was it. That was the traffic. There was no electricity. It was really beautiful and interesting. There, the houses are mud houses, but they're all two-story mud houses. As you start to go in that part of Bengal, the mud houses become they two stories high. Very interesting. I was never in one. I was in one story once because we lived there. I lived out in the courtyard. At least I tried to live out in the courtyard, sleeping outside. We had one of these, just a mosquito tent, fold-out mosquito tent. And in those days, I could sleep on the ground. And it's very, there's all little ponds everywhere, and they're all different sacred places. And there's a stream, a little river. They made reference to a river. It's a little wider. It's maybe twice as wide as the here. And at most, it's this deep. Maybe in the rainy season, it gets deeper. But anyway, it's the Jamuna. It goes through the village. It meanders through the village. Very nice little river. And and there's ponds in different places. There's a very big lake called Padmavati Kund, where Padmavati, Nityananda Prabhu's mother, used to bathe him every day, and they used to go and bathe. And I don't know, about a kilometer away from this road that goes through the village, we were staying at the house of a teacher. He was a teacher of the local school, and he used to make muri at night with milk and bananas and puffed rice in the morning, and it was great. And first time we stayed there, probably stayed about 3 nights. And but further down, a kilometer down, there was a sort of half-acre piece of land which had a very old temple on it, and it still had the deities in it, and there was still a Brahmin who worshipped there, and he would take care of the deities, which means that he'd go there once a day, make an offering, and that was it. And that was the place where they used to play. One of the places, the main place where they used to play. And it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there was a tree there that's actually an incarnation of Anantadev. And that tree was there. That's also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't know if it's here. We'll see. And at that time, went to buy the land from the owner, from the Brahmin, and he was willing to sell the land, and we're going through the process of buying the land, and that would have been for the UK British Yatra's property for pittance, nothing. I don't know, I think it was like 70,000-80,000 rupees, £1,000. And about a half kilometer to down, the only main real activity going on here with this Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam people. They're very active over there. And they have actually, further down is the actual birthplace of Lord Nityananda. And there's also the umbilical cord of Lord Nityananda is buried there. You been there? Anyway, you went down. You see how far it is. This was a little further back. So when they found out that ISKCON was buying this, they kidnapped this Brahmin. And they forced them to sell them the land. They interrupted our purchase. They forced them to sell the land. And as soon as he did, 3 days later, he died. So we didn't get that land. That would have been a real wonderful place to have, historic place. As it is, ISKCON's got their place just closer down around the bend in the Jamuna. And that's a nice place. We were on the roadside of the bridge at that time. You have to cross the Jamuna on a bridge. We were on the other side. That's where we stayed, which was closer to the road. So this is where the playing is. The Lord's father and mother came running there and also observed that there was no sign of life in their son. They also fell to the ground unconscious. Everyone who saw this tragedy was struck with wonder. 64. As the boys described the entire incident, someone said, "I understand why he's unconscious. Previously, one great actor played the role of Dasharath, and when he heard that Ram had left the forest, he left his body." 66. Someone else said, "There's a boy dressed as Hanuman. If he gives him medicine, he'll be cured." 67. Before the incident, the Lord had instructed his friends, When I fall unconscious, you shall all gather around me and cry. After a while, send Hanuman for some medicine. I will recover when he puts the medicine to my nose. 69. When the Lord fell unconscious in his own mood, the boys were all bewildered. 70. Because they were so confused, they could not remember the Lord's instructions. They simply cried loudly, "Oh, brother, please get up." Purport. The word shiksha refers to the instruction, "Send Hanuman to bring medicine and hold it before my nose," which was given by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. 71. But when the boys heard the people's comments, they remembered Nityananda's instruction, and the boy dressed as Hanuman immediately went for the medicine. 72. Another boy dressed as a renunciate welcomed Hanuman with fruits and roots. Purport. Hanuman's conversation with Ravana's demon uncle, Kalanemi, who was dressed as an ascetic, and Hanuman's fight with the crocodile demons and Gandharvas are not found in the original Ramayana, written by Valmiki. 73. He said to Hanuman, "My dear sir, please stay and grace my ashram. It is a great fortune to meet such a person as you." 74. Hanuman replied, "I must go and complete my important mission. I would like to come, but I cannot delay." 75. "You must have heard that Lakshman, the younger brother of Ramachandra, has been rendered unconscious by the Shakti Shela weapon of Ravan." 76. "Therefore, I'm going to Gandhamadana Hill to bring medicine. Only then will he survive." 77. The renunciant then said, "If you must go, first take a bath and eat something. Then you may go." The two boys repeated whatever Nityananda had instructed them. Therefore, everyone gazed at them in astonishment as they listened to their conversation. 79. Then on the request of the renunciant, Hanuman went to take bath in the lake, whereupon another boy in the lake grabbed hold of his feet. 80. The boy playing the role of a crocodile tried to pull Hanuman into the water, but Hanuman pulled the boy to the shore. 81. After a short fight, Hanuman defeated the crocodile. When Hanuman returned to the renunciant's ashram, he saw a mighty warrior. 82. A boy dressed as a rakshasa then attempted to swallow Hanuman. 83. He challenged, "You have defeated the crocodile, but how will you defeat me? I will eat you. Then who will revive Lakshman?" 84. Hanuman replied, "Your Ravana is a dog. I consider him most insignificant. Get out of my way." 85. In this way, the two first exchanged some harsh words. Then they began pulling each other's hair, and finally they began striking each other with their fists. 86. After promptly defeating the demon, Hanuman approached the Gandhamadana Hill. There Hanuman fought with some boys who were dressed as Gandharvas. 88. After defeating the Gandharvas, Hanuman took the Gandhamadana Hill on his head to Lanka. 89. Another boy, playing the role of a doctor, remembered Lord Ram as he held the medicine to Lakshman's nose. 90. At that very moment, Lord Nityananda regained his consciousness, upon which his parents and others there all smiled in relief. 91. Had I Pandit embraced his son, and all the boys became overjoyed. Everyone asked, "Dear son, where have you learned all this?" The Lord smiled and said, "These are all my pastimes." 93. In his early childhood, the Lord was most attractive. No one wanted to let him go from their laps. 94. Everyone had more affection for Nityananda than they had for their own sons, but no one could recognize him due to the influence of Lord Vishnu's illusory energy. 95. In this way, from the beginning of his childhood, Nityananda had no happiness other than enjoying the pastimes of Lord Krishna. 96. All of his friends left their parents to constantly sport in the company of Nityananda. 97. I offer repeated obeisances at the feet of those boys who enjoyed the association of Lord Nityananda. 98. Thus, from his childhood, Nityananda had no interest other than enacting various pastimes of Lord Krishna.
99. Who can describe the pastimes of Lord Ananta? They are only manifest to one who has received his mercy. 100. Lord Nityananda remained at home like this for 12 years. Thereafter, he left for visiting the holy places. 101. He traveled to the holy places up to the age of 20 years and then finally joined the association of Lord Chaitanya. Please listen to this narration in the Adikanda of the holy places visited by Lord Nityananda, whom only the most degraded sinful atheists dared to criticize. That Lord who delivered the entire universe is nothing but an ocean of mercy. Only by his mercy can we know the truth about Lord Chaitanya. In fact, the glories of Lord Chaitanya are manifested through him. Purport. Sri Nityananda Prabhu exhibited compassion towards the fallen, averse living entities, and thus delivered the entire world. Being bereft of receiving his mercy, only wicked, sinful atheists criticized him. Only Sri Nityananda made the truth regarding Sri Chaitanya known to the world. Without his mercy, no one is able to enter into the glories of Sri Chaitanya by independent endeavor. 105. Please listen to the topics concerning Lord Chaitanya's dearest associate visiting the various pilgrimage sites. The Lord first went to Rakeshwar, then he went alone to Vaidyanath. The word Akeshwar means alone or being devoid of others' association. He went to Gaya and then to Lord Shiva's abode Kashi, where the Ganges flows towards the north. Seeing the Ganges, Lord Nityananda was greatly pleased. He took bath and drank some water, yet his grief was not mitigated. In the month of Magh, January, February, the Lord took an early morning bath at Prayag. Then he went to Mathura, his former birthplace. The Lord sported in the waters of the Jamuna at Vishramghat, and thereafter went with great interest to see Govardhan. The Lord visited each of the 12 forests, beginning with Vrindavan. When he saw the house and courtyard of Nanda Maharaj at Gokula, he sat down and cried profusely. Nityananda offered his respects to Madan Gopal, and then went to Hastinapur, the abode of the Pandavas. Then you saw when you went to Ekachakra where the Pandavas lived.
That really touched me, that temple. The one that's in the field.
It's in the field, and there was a small forest there. And when we were there, it was like it was deserted. There was just sort of a shrine. I don't know what there is now.
There was a couple of pujaris, and that was it.
Probably maybe a shrine. Is it the shrine still? Because it was just concrete, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a roof,
isn't it? Yeah, they lived there. And very interesting that they lived there just across from Lord Nityananda's birthplace. And then did you go to the other town where the stone is? Because when they were living there, when they first moved, then they lived in the house of this Brahmin, and that was where that Brahmin was living. And then there was this, and this is in the Mahabharata, Hidimba. So from that family, they were supposed to send someone with food, and then Hidimba would eat the food, and he would also eat the Brahmin. And that was the agreement, that from the village every day someone had to send something to Hidimba, or once a week, I can't remember. And so mother was crying, and then when Kunti heard, she asked him what's the problem, and she said now my son has to go and I'll lose my only son. So Kunti said, don't worry, I'll send Bhima instead. So Bhima went and he took the thing, and this was quite a distance, and I don't know where that actual place was, but it was in this town, and this town is, you have to go back along the road, come back towards Mayapur a couple of miles, and there was sort of a fair sized town, and there's a temple there, and so Bhima went, and he reached the spot, and Hidimba wasn't there. Oh, it's not Hidimba. It was a different demon, not Hidimba. This was Baka. His name was Bakasura. Yeah, not Hidimba. Hidimba was a separate thing. That's when they were all Pandavas were going through the forest. So Bakasura. His name was also called Bakasura, and I think that's right. And anyway, so Bhima was getting hungry, so he ate all the food and went to sleep. And when the Rakshasa showed up, he just saw that someone had eaten all of his food and everything and was sleeping there. Anyway, they had a big fight, and Bhima killed him. In the meantime, you know, Pandavas returned home, and they asked, where's Bhima? And Kunti told the story, and because they were dressed as Brahmins, and they just went around the village begging. So when Bhima didn't come back, then they got worried, and Arjun sent this arrow to kill the Bakasura, and it was a naga astra, which then, because Bhima was already dead, so the astra was still alive and was still empowered, so it entered into ground and turned into a snake, and so that snake lived in the ground. And that other town, it was always terrorizing the people in that town. So one day Lord Nityananda went there, and he covered the hole where the snake was with his earring, and that earring is there. It's like a big stone now, and they say that it grows all the time. Yeah. So, and they say you don't pester it, because behind it is the snake living in the hole. Seeing the home, abode of the Pandavas, Hastinapur. Seeing the home of those devotees, Nityananda began to cry. The local people, however, could not understand the Lord's sentiments due to their lack of devotion. As Nityananda remembered Balaram's glorious activities in Hastinapur, he exclaimed, "O Haladar, please save me," and then offered obeisances. Thereafter, Nityananda went to Dwarka, where he joyfully took bath in the ocean. He next went to Siddhapur, the place of Lord Kapila. Then he went to Matsyatirtha, where he distributed foodstuffs at a festival. Lord Nityananda then visited Shiva country and the adjoining Vishnu country. He laughed when he saw the two groups of followers quarreling there. A purport. The second line of this verse refers to Vishnu country residents who are Vaishnavas, and the Shiva country residents who are devotees of Shiva, the devotees of Shankarshan. Due to their poor fund of knowledge, these two groups always debate over the position of Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. In other words, after observing their fierce animosity towards each other, Nityananda, who is non-different from Mula Shankarshan Vishnu, began to laugh. Nityananda Prabhu also visited Kurukshetra, Prithudaka, Bindu Sarova, Prabhas, and Sudarshana Tirtha. He also visited the great holy place called Tritakup. He also visited Vishal, Brahma Tirtha, and Chakra Tirtha. The Lord visited Pratishrota, where the Saraswati River flows in the opposite direction. The most magnanimous Nityananda then went to Naimisharanya. One He then visited the city of Ayodhya, where he cried upon seeing the birthplace of Lord Ram. Nityananda then visited the Chandala Guhaka's kingdom, where he fell unconscious. Simply by remembering the activities of the Chandala Guhaka, Nityananda lost consciousness in ecstasy for 3 days. 125. On seeing the forests where Lord Ramachandra had resided, Nityananda Lord rolled on the ground in separation. Thereafter, the Lord took bath in the Sarayu and the Kaushiki rivers. Then he went to the ashram of Pulastya Rishi. Lord Nityananda took bath in the Gomati, Gandaki, and Shona rivers. Then he climbed to the top of Mahendra Mountain. There he offered obeisances to Parashuram. Nityananda also visited Haridwar, the source of the Ganges. The Lord took bath in the Pampa, Bhimarati, Godavari, Venva, and Vipasha rivers. After seeing Kartikeya at Madurai, the most intelligent Nityananda went to Sri Shaila, the abode of Shiva and Parvati. Shiva and Parvati reside on this mountain in the form of a Brahmin couple. Upon Nityananda's arrival there, they understood that their worshipable Lord was wandering on pilgrimage as a mendicant. They were most satisfied to receive such a guest, and Parvati happily cooked for the Lord. They fed the Lord with great affection, and Nityananda smiled and offered them his respects. Only Krishna knows what they confidentially discussed. Then the Lord continued his journey to Dravida, or South India. The Lord visited Venkatanath, Kamakoshtipuri, Kanchi, and the Kaveri, the best of rivers. Then the Lord visited the sacred place of Sri Ranganath, and thereafter he went to Harikshetra. He visited the Rishabha Mountain, Madurai, and the Kritamala, Tamprapani, and Uttara Jamuna rivers. Nityananda Prabhu visited the ashram of Agastya Rishi in the Malaya Hill. The residents there were all jubilant to see the Lord. Nityananda stayed as a guest of their ashram and then departed in great ecstasy for Badrik Ashram. Lord Nityananda resided in seclusion for some days in the ashram of Naranarayan Rishis. He then went to the ashram of Srila Vyasadeva, who recognized that Nityananda was Balaram himself. Srila Vyasadeva personally received Nityananda as a guest, and the Lord offered his obeisances to Srila Vyasadeva. I never went. Govinda Maharaj said he went to the cave where Vyasadeva is supposed to live. And he said it was like a very, very mystical place. You go in there and you could really feel like there's a really, really high energy in there. It's up from Rishikesh, like 3-4 hours driving up. Lord Nityananda then visited the resident of Buddhists. Where he arrived there, he saw they were all sitting together. The Lord asked a question, but no one replied. Becoming angry at them, the Lord kicked them in the head, but they all simply smiled and ran away. Nityananda thus fearlessly continued his travels through the forest. The Lord eventually arrived in Kanyakumari. After seeing Durga there, he went to see the southern ocean. Now he was at north, and now he's at the bottom of India. He was in south, he went north, now from north he went south. Nityananda then went to Anantapur, and after that he went to Panchapsara Kund. He next visited the temple of Shiva named Gokarna. He visited Kerala and the various places in Trigarta. He then visited Goddess Parvati, who dwells on an island near Gokarna. Lord Nityananda also visited the Nirvidya, Payoshni, and Tapti rivers. He went to the city of Mahishmati on the banks of the Rava River, and he saw Malatirtha. The Lord then passed through the holy district of Suparaka on his way west. The fearless, ecstatic Nityananda Prabhu traveled in this way without fear of anyone. The Lord had no control of his body due to his ecstatic love for Krishna. Sometimes he cried, sometimes he laughed.
Who can understand his ecstatic moods? As the Lord traveled in this way, by the will of Providence, he met Sri Madhavendra Puri. Now there's a long purport about Madhavendra Puri. Today's Friday, right?
Yes, today's Friday.
I guess those must be Hindus working over there, because Muslims don't work today. Sri Madhavendra Puri is a renowned Vaishnava sannyasi and spiritual master in the Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. The seed of the desire tree of devotional service by the Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya first fructified in him. Before him, the symptoms of devotional service based on conjugal mellows were not found in the Sri Madhava Sampradaya. His disciples include Sri Ishwara Puri, Advaita Puri Prabhu, Sri Paramananda Puri, Sri Brahmananda Puri, Sri Ranga Puri, Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Sri Raghupati Upadhyaya. Sri Madhava Sampradaya, or the disciplic succession of the Gaudiya Vaishnava branch, is listed in the Gorganadesh Deepika, the Sri Prameya Ratnavali, and in a book written by Sri Gopal Guru Goswami. It is also quoted in the Sri Bhakti Ratnakar. The Sri Brahma Madhava Gaudiya disciplic succession is given in the Sri Gorganadesh as follows. Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, became the disciple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayan, Brahma's disciple, was Narada. Narada's disciple was Vyas. Vyas then transmitted transcendental knowledge to his disciple Shukadev. The famous Madhavacharya personally received initiation from Vyas. Madhavacharya's disciple was the exalted Padmanabha. Acharya Padmanabha's disciple was Narahari, whose disciple was Madhva. Madhva's disciple was Akshobhya. Akshobhya's disciple was Jayatirtha, whose disciple was Gyanasindhu. Gyanasindhu's disciple was Mahanidhi, whose disciple was Vidyanidhi. Vidyanidhi's disciple was Rajendra, whose disciple was Jayadharma Muni. Among Jayadharma Muni's disciples was Srimad Vishnupuri, the famous author of Bhakti Ratnavali. Another disciple of Jayadharma was Purushottam, whose disciple was Vyasa Tirtha, who wrote the famous book Sri Vishnu Samhita. Vyasa Tirtha's disciple was Sriman Lakshmipati, who was like a reservoir of the nectar of devotional service. Lakshmipati's disciple was Madhavendra Puri, a great preacher of devotional service. Madhavendra Puri's disciple was Sriman Ishwara Puri Swami. Ishwara Puri carefully understood the mellows of conjugal love for Lord Krishna and was able to distribute that fruit to others. Sri Advaita Acharya displayed the sentiments of servitorship and friendship for the Lord. Lord Chaitanya accepted Sriman Ishwara Puri as a spiritual master. The Lord proceeded to flood the entire world with spontaneous, transcendental love for Krishna. Srila Kaviraj Goswami offers obeisances to Sri Madhavendra Puri as follows. Yasmai datum charoyam kshira bandam gopinata kshira charobadito bhut Sri Gopal pradur rashid vasha san yat premnatam madhavendra natosmi. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Sri Gopinath, celebrated thereafter Shirchur. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopal, the deity at Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. For a description of Sri Gopal and Sri Shirchur Gopinath, one may see Chaitanya Charitamrita. The pastime of Sri Madhavendra Puri traveling alone to Sri Vrindavan, and on the pretext of giving him milk, Lord Krishna appearing before Puripad as he sat under a tree on the bank of Govindakund, are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. By first accepting Asanodiya Brahman as his disciple, and then accepting lunch from him, he established the etiquette of Daivi Varnashram through his pure behavior, and rejected the endeavors of the Advaita Varnashram followers who are adverse to pure devotional service, who consider the Vaishnav as belonging to a particular caste, and who lick the feet of the smarter communities who disregard Mahaprasadam. He angrily rejected and chastised Ramachandra Puri for his offense to the spiritual master, and embraced and blessed Ishwar Puri with the words, "May you obtain the wealth of love for Krishna, for his unalloyed devotion to his spiritual master." The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how Shripad Madhavendra Puri passed away from the material world, absorbed in feelings of transcendental separation, while reciting the following verse: Ai dinadaya dranata he matur anata kadava lokshase ridayam tadavlokata takataram daita brahmati kim karomi aham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? 155. The body of Sri Madhavendra Puri is imbued with the ecstatic love of God, and his followers partake of those same sentiments. He did not relish anything other than loving sentiments for Lord Krishna, who enjoyed his pastimes in the body of Madhavendra Puri. What more can I say about the devotion of he who was the spiritual master of Sri Advaita? When Nityananda saw Madhavendra Puri, he was immediately stunned in ecstatic love and fell to the ground unconscious. Seeing Nityananda, Madhavendra Puri forgot himself and fell unconscious. Sri Gaurachandra has repeatedly stated that Sri Madhavendra Puri is the original root of worship in ecstatic love. Purport. The word bhakti rasa is explained as follows. Codes of devotional service were handed down through Lakshmipati Tirtha of the Tattvavad branch. The codes of pure devotional mellows, however, were inaugurated by Sri Madhavendra Puri. Again, see Chaitanya Charitamrita. 161. After they both fell unconscious, the disciples headed by Ishwar Puri all began to cry. Purport. At the time of Sri Madhavendra Puri's meeting with Nityananda Prabhu, his eternal associate and servant, Shripad Ishwar Puri was present. The phrase Ishwar Puri Adi refers to the nine nidhis, or the nine sannyasis, headed by Paramananda Puri. Interesting, he says that Ishwar Puri is Madhavendra Puri's eternal associate. After some time, when they regained external consciousness, they held each other's necks and began to cry. 163. Overwhelmed in ecstatic love for Krishna, they then rolled on the sand and cried out loudly. Tears of love flowed like rivers from their eyes and soaked Mother Earth, thereby making her feel gratified. Shivering, shedding of tears, hair standing on end, and other ecstatic symptoms appeared without end, for Lord Chaitanya personally resides in their bodies. Lord Nityananda said, "Whatever pilgrimage I have performed till now has today borne fruit. Today I have seen the lotus feet of Madhavendra Puri. By seeing his ecstatic love of God, my life has become successful." Madhavendra Puri embraced Nityananda and was unable to reply, for his throat was choked with love. Sri Madhavendra was so pleased that he was unable to release Nityananda from his embrace. Ishwar Puri, Brahmananda Puri, and the other disciples of Madhavendra Puri all felt great attachment for Lord Nityananda. Purport. Sri Ishwar Puri was born in the Brahmin family in Kumarahat near the Halishara station of the EB railway line and was a beloved disciple of Madhavendra Puri. The Chaitanya Charitamrita described how Sri Madhavendra Puri, being pleased by his service, benedicted him in the following words: "May you obtain the wealth of love for Krishna." Prior to acting the pastime of initiating Madhavendra Mahaprabhu with a 10-syllable mantra at Gaya, Sri Ishwar Puri came to Navadvip and resided at the house of Gopinathacharya for 1 month. At that time, he had discussions with Advaita Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, in which he recited to them his book, Sri Krishna Lilamrita. when Sriman Mahaprabhu visited Kumarahata to see the birthplace of Sripad Ishwarapuri, he took some dirt from that place and bound it in his outer garment to teach the living entities how to respect one's spiritual master. Even today, every Gaudiya Vaishnav who visits the place of Ishwarapuri carries some dirt back with him. Sri Madhavendra Puri was the first fructified seed of the desire tree of devotional service, and Sri Ishwarapuri is the nourishment of that fructified seed. The two brahmacharis, Govinda and Kashi Ishwar, were disciples of Sri Ishwarapuripad. After his disappearance, these two brahmacharis went to Nilachara on his order to serve Mahaprabhu. He received Mahaprabhu's mercy on the pretext of giving him mantra initiation in Gaya. Sri Brahmananda Puri was the disciple of Sriman Madhavendra Puri. In other words, he was one of the nine nidhis, or roots of the desired tree of devotional service. He was a participant in Sri Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan pastimes in Navadvip. He also took part in Mahaprabhu's pastime in Nilachala. Govinda was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, and Kashishwar Pandit, he was very, very big. And so he used to go before Lord Chaitanya when he would visit the temple, visit Jagannath, and he would move people out of the way so that, because everyone was always wanting to touch Lord Chaitanya's feet and so on. So he would make a way for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then later on, Lord Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan. They had previously come across many sadhus, but they had never before seen such devotional symptoms. They always felt distressed while conversing with materialistic people, so they decided to travel through the forests. Now, with this meeting, their distress was mitigated and their love for Krishna was aroused. For some days, Nityananda Prabhu traveled with Madhavendra Puri and relished discussing topics of Lord Krishna. The characteristics of Madhavendra Puri are most wonderful. He fell unconscious just by seeing a dark cloud. Out of love for Krishna, he would day and night laugh, cry, and exclaim, "Hi, hi," almost like a drunkard. Lord Nityananda was intoxicated with loving sentiments for Govinda. He would laugh loudly and sway to and fro with love of God. Madhavendra's disciples constantly chant the name of Hari as they observed their extraordinary symptoms of love. The two forgot whether it was day or night in their absorption of ecstatic love. Although remained together for some days, they considered the time hardly a moment. Who can know all the incidents that took place between Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri? Only Krishna can know. Madhavendra Puri was unable to give up the association of Nityananda, so he constantly remained with him. Madhavendra said, "I have never seen such ecstatic love. Wherever such love of God is found, that is my favorite holy place. I know Krishna has bestowed his mercy on me because he has given me the association of Nityananda. Wherever Nityananda's association is found, that place is most sacred and completely transcendental. If one hears the name of Nityananda, he will certainly attain the lotus feet of Lord Krishna Chandra. If one has the slightest envy of Nityananda, he is never favored by Krishna, even if he appears to be a devotee." Purport. It is to be understood that those who disrespect the spiritual master, who is not different from the Supreme Lord, by considering him a mortal being and addressing him as my spiritual master, his spiritual master, and so on, have not actually accepted the spiritual master as the dearmost associate of Krishna. Due to material considerations, people in this world have accepted the spiritual master, who is a direct manifestation of the Supreme Lord, as an object of enjoyment. It is impossible for members of these pseudo-sampradayas to come to the platform or cooperate with the pure devotees. It is nature of persons who are envious of the Vaishnavas to consider the spiritual master an object of enjoyment, because any consideration other than Amara Prabhura Gaura Sundara Ebada Barista Chitta Dira Nirantara. Quote, Sri Gauranga Sundara is the Lord of my Lord. I always keep this conviction in my heart. Creates 13 pseudo sampradayas like all, Bol, Kartabhaja, Prakrita Sahaja, Sakhi Beki, Jati Gosai, and Gauranagari. Actually, if one rejects the concept of Guru or disrespects the eternally worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead's supreme servitor and ascribes abominable, insignificant, mundane considerations on him, then according to the Arda Kakunyaya, or the logic of accepting half of him, his atheistic nature will be revealed. When the so-called spiritual masters of the pseudo-sampradayas display their envy against pure Vaishnavas, one should abandon those apasampradayas, so-called gurus, who are actually lagus, or insignificant, understanding them to be envious of the Vaishnavas. One should then search out and take shelter of a pure Vaishnava, who is spiritual master of the entire world and knower of the science of Krishna. Apart from the members of the Rupanuga Sampradaya, members of the 13 Apasampradayas are envious of the devotees who follow Sri Rupa. Therefore, Lord Krishna never considers them dear. That is why people who maintain animosity towards the pure devotee followers of Sri Rupa actually become lagu. The spiritual masters who are dear to Krishna are actually always attached to the Vaishnava spiritual masters who follow Sri Rupa. On the pretext of devotional service, the members of the Apasampradayas appoint someone who is envious of the Supreme Lord as Guru and thus maintain their pride. Knowing them as bad association, the pure devotees give up their company and remain firmly fixed at the feet of their spiritual master under the subordination of Sri Rupa. While analyzing the answer to the question, which person who is accepted as Guru is actually a pure devotee or dearmost to Krishna? If we find that a person does not follow the followers of Sri Rupa as his intimate friends, but rather envies them, then such a bogus Guru should immediately be totally rejected. 187. In this way, Madhavendra Puri day and night exhibited affection for Nityananda with his speech and activities. Nityananda considered Madhavendra to be his guru and nothing less. Purport. Some say that according to the accepted and listed disciplic succession of the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, Sri Nityananda was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and some say that he was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha, which means that he was a godbhakta of Madhavendra Puri. An ancient verse in the fifth wave of Bhakti Ratnakar states, Nityananda Prabhu Vandim Sri Lakshmipati Priyam Madhava Sampradaya Madhava Sampradayandam Vardhanam Bhakta Vatsalam. I worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is very dear to Lakshmipati. He increases the happiness of the Madhava Sampradaya and is always affectionate to the devotees. The consideration of God brotherhood is not separate from the consideration of Guru, for the same reason that even though there is a difference between a historical incident and the description of that incident, both point to the same thing. The bogus Guru Sampradaya that follows the Smartas do not maintain a cordial relationship with pure Vaishnavas, but learned to illegitimately protect its selfish pride. Okay, there's the prasadam. Go ahead. These two greatly learned personalities did not know whether it was day or night due to their ecstatic love for Krishna. Being maddened with love for Krishna, both Sri Madhavendra Puri and Sri Nityananda were not connected with the days and nights of the mundane world. After staying with Sri Madhavendra Puri for some days, Nityananda left for Setubandha, Rameshwaram. Madhavendra Puri went to see the Sarayu River in their own absorption of Krishna consciousness. They both forgot their own devotees. Therefore, a devotee's feelings of separation for the Lord maintain his life. Otherwise, how could such intense feelings be tolerated if one were an external consciousness? We shall stop there. Whoever hears these topics regarding the meeting between Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri will certainly achieve the wealth of love for Krishna. After traveling in this ecstatic mood for some days, Nityananda Prabhu arrived at Setu Bandha. Jai Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thus we have read from Chaitanya Bhagavat. And she'll continue a little later.